Complete first for schools. Parents are humans too. Talking to parents can be difficult, but a little understanding on both sides can make it easier. Do you ever get the feeling that your parents just don't listen to you? They'd rather discuss how much you're studying and how long you've been playing computer games this evening than helping you book tickets to see your favorite band. It's not that your parents ignore you completely. It's more that they don't see things in quite the same way as you. When you talk to them, they may give the impression that they're taking in what you say, 1D. In fact, they're often not actually doing so at all. It's as if the words are going in, but the meaning just isn't getting through to them. And this isn't the only problem you may face. As you grow up, your personality is developing and you're trying to become more independent, so naturally you have more questions and opinions about all aspects of your life. You start wondering whether your parents actually know what they are talking about, 2A. These doubts can lead to arguments, and it's hard for parents to know how to deal with this. That's often because it's the first time they've been responsible for a teenager and they're learning to cope. Obviously, it's important to respect your parents, and you should try to understand why they might have a different point of view from yours. Their priority is to provide you with a structured environment where they can guide and support you. It's crucial for them to know what you're doing and that you're safe. However, it's vital that they try and see your point of view, 3C. They also need to give you the freedom to make your own decisions. After all, in only a few years, you'll probably leave home and have to look after yourself. Although this situation is absolutely normal, it doesn't make it any easier. Ideally, your home should be a place where things can be discussed reasonably and constructively. However, parents are human too and can be hurt by what you say to them. Try to remember that in every family there are good times and bad times, but your parents are there for you throughout. 4G. As long as you show them that you appreciate this, they will begin to realize that you're not trying to cause trouble. You'll be taking steps to earn their trust, and they might be prepared to be more tolerant. Be sensitive. If there's something you really have to talk about, don't bring it up just before your mom or dad goes to work or just before bedtime. Think about what you are going to say, and during the discussion, keep calm and be open and honest. Avoid talking about how your friends' parents behave in similar situations. 5F. It won't help your attempts to communicate and may only increase the frustration you're experiencing. Reminding yourself that many other teenagers are having the same problems can, however, offer the best way of coping with such feelings. The important thing is to keep talking. 6E. And don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that there's no reason why people should automatically understand all your views. The more you can discuss things with your parents in a mature way, the happier you will feel. On the other hand, if you really find it impossible to talk to your parents, it might be a good idea to find a family member, teacher, or professional counselor who can help you. Above all, stay positive and remember that it won't be long before you'll be able to make your own decisions.